All right, BJ. Well, it's the Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Two teams all of a sudden in this AFC playoff picture. The Chiefs are coming off of four wins in a row, and this Buffalo team will enter their third road game in a row, coming off that loss against the Patriots on Monday night.
It's crazy to think that 4 weeks ago we'd be sitting here talking about the playoff picture right now, but that's exactly what it is. Eight teams in the AFC right now that are either at 5-5 or at 4-6. There's a lot of teams in the mix, a lot of football left to be played, but you start thinking about these games and how they may affect things down the road. You want to get those deciding games, and the Chiefs are in a pretty good spot because they've already got tiebreakers against the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans, one of those teams that's sitting 5-5. They can win this Sunday against the Bills. Obviously, still a lot of football to be played, but it puts them in a pretty good spot that they'll have some tiebreakers should it come down to that.
Now, so much is made about Rex Ryan and this Bills defense, and we'll get to that, but starting with the quarterback, Tyrod Taylor's a guy who really has started for the first time this year.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. I mean, everybody was a little bit surprised when he was named the starter. He'd only attempted 35 passes coming into this season, so he's a little bit of an unknown, but he's completing 67% of his passes, has 11 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions in his 8 starts. He's making plays. Now, he was a little banged up in that Monday Night Football game against the Patriots with a little bit of a shoulder and a chest, but for anybody that saw him, you saw that they were in that game. He was out there making plays, and one thing that I know that defensive coordinator Bob Sutton's going to talk a lot about this week as they prepare for Taylor is the defensive guy staying in their rush lanes. Tyrod Taylor at 6'1", 215 pounds, not the biggest guy. He likes to get out and run, has 5 rushes for 20 yards or more, which leads their team. So he's a threat anytime he decides to tuck it and run. Chiefs defense got to be ready for it.
A connection to the Chiefs and to Andy Reid more specifically is someone who came over in the offseason for the Buffalo Bills, running back LeSean McCoy.
When you look at what LeSean McCoy was able to do under Andy Reid and a lot of these offensive guys down in Philly, 3,800 yards, 30 touchdowns, his first 4 years of his career, and we know what a bona fide playmaker he is. As a whole, the Bills have 12 rushes of 20 yards or more, which ranks 5th most in the NFL, and LeSean McCoy is a huge part of that. He's definitely somebody that they've got to be ready for. He looks to be back and healthy at over 20 carries against the Patriots. Chiefs got to be ready for him.
So on offense, we're focusing on Tyrod Taylor and LeSean McCoy, but what about this Bills defense?
There's a lot of guys. Anytime you talk about a Rex Ryan defense, you're going to talk about pressure. You're going to talk about what those guys up front do. You talk about the defensive line. You talk about Marcell Dareus, Kyle Williams, Mario Williams, and you got Jerry Hughes coming off the edge. He's blossomed into one of the best pass rushers in the NFL, but the guy that I'm really interested to watch play in this game is one of their rookies, cornerback Ronald Darby out of Florida State. And when you talk about NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year watch and players that people are looking at, Ronald Darby and our very own Marcus Peters are two of the guys everybody's talking about. Darby leads the NFL with 18 passes defensed. He's really been a shutdown corner for them at such an early age. It's really helped their defense, which when you talk about Rex Ryan, you talk about pressure. Bob Sutton, our guy that we know likes to dial up creative pressures, he spent 4 years with Rex Ryan in New York, so he knows what they like to do, the pressure and all the schemes that we like to run, the same things that they were doing there. So anytime you face Rex Ryan, you got to be ready for the pressure.
All right, BJ, well, that's a lot of good stuff as we enter this game with some early playoff implications as we begin this playoff watch. It's the Chiefs and the Bills. He's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.